The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
If the plural of octopus is octopi and the plural of hippopotamus is hippopotami, what's the plural of Metaxas? Metaxi? Metaxae? Or maybe Metaxas is?
Whoops, I sprung a leak.
Anyway, I'm just glad there's only one of them. And here he is,
Eric Metaxas.
Metaxas.
All right, I don't have time to comment on that. Thank the Lord. I am sitting here to continue my conversation with Jack Barsky. Absolutely fascinating story. The title of the book is Deep Undercover, My Secret Life, Entangled Allegiances as a KGB Spy in America. We haven't gotten to that really crazy part of the story yet. Jack Barsky, we were talking about your training as a KGB agent. You're in Berlin. They're giving you all these assignments and so on and so forth. And you study English. You choose English.
Right.
At what point do they realize that they may want to use you? Because I still cannot believe that they sent you as a bona fide KGB spy to live in America among us. This is like a Twilight Zone episode.
And pretend to have been born here. You know, that is really the amazing thing.
So let's go back. So you're still a KGB agent in training when we last left off, yeah?
And I study English like a maniac. I threw myself into this, and I didn't know it then, but I know it now. I have talent to acquire other languages. And so about a year into this study with a couple of successively more demanding tutors, I was already reading English literature fluently. We had a visitor from Moscow one day, and he would ask me, so how's your English? And I showed him a book. I read this, no problem. He said, huh? Cut a tape. So I cut a tape. They sent it to Moscow.
What do you mean cut a tape? Cut a tape of you speaking English?
Me speaking English. Say something. Make a tape, you know, 10 minutes, talk about whatever. And they flew me to Moscow, and I was interviewed by a born American, somebody who had emigrated to Moscow. That's a rarity.
Be honest. Was it Bernie Sanders? be honest, because this program...
No, it was his wife.
Okay. So you know that Bernie Sanders did his honeymoon in Soviet Moscow. You know that's not a joke.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. I think it may have been after my time.
Yeah, it was after your time. It was in 82.
So,
but anyway, you came here, he went there. It was a trade.
Right.
But seriously, you spoke English so well that they knew we can use you in some way.
They thought it might be worth trying. At the time, I was pretty good, and they figured there was the American lady, and there was also a college professor, and they had a powwow, and eventually said, "Let's give it a try." So
now, when you say there was an American woman there. Now, what is an American woman doing in Moscow working for the Soviets? What's the story?
She was married to a Russian. Most likely she fell in love with a KGB guy and thought she would follow him into the promised land. The poor woman was miserable. She did not have a good life, and she was I guarantee you homesick. Anyway, she became my tutor. Okay. I moved to Moscow. Okay. I met her twice a week for 2 years. I also had the opportunity to work with two Americans who spied in the 40s and early 50s. They were part of the Rosenberg Network.
Holy cow.
Atomic spies, Morris and Lana Cohen.
Wow.
And so I had a lot of opportunity to speak, to improve my English. And every night before going to bed, I did phonetics exercises. Boring as hell. It's a half hour. You listen to a word, you repeat it. You listen, you repeat. I got to a point where I can still hear my accent, but for New York, it was good enough. And particularly since my birth certificate says my mother's name was Schwartz. So the cover story was that, you know, I spoke German growing up and grew up bilingual.
Right. And you know something, your accent, I mean, I have relatives, you know, who grew up in America, and they have a little, if you grow up speaking German, you do have, you can hear something in the background. Okay, so that's going to be your cover story?
I hear my own accent in the recording.
Yeah, sure. So what happens?
Well, so after altogether 5 years and, you know, a practice run, I was, I spent 3 months in Canada, just getting to know what it's like to live in junior United States.
That's kind of funny. They sent you to Canada.
Yeah, well,
to prepare you.
Right, and eventually it was launch time. A resident agent in Washington D.C. had found typical for their operations. This is how they stole identities. They would wander around in graveyards and look for gravestones of children who died very early and then acquire birth certificates in those names. And so one of the agents in D.C. found Jack Barsky, who was born in 1944 and passed away in 1953.
And so a kid.
Yeah.
A kid who died, and they know that they can use that identity.
Yes.
It's also amazing to think that there are KGB spies hanging out living in D.C. already. I mean, I don't want to be naive, but it's an amazing thing when you think that those people were here.
Well, they're still here. They're just now FSB and SVR, and, you know, this is still Russian.
Yeah, yeah.
That has not changed. Anyway, so he acquired the birth certificate, and so now we worked on a cover story because I would enter the United States at the age of, like, 30 or so. What have I done up to that point? You know, it's 6 pages worth of, like, you know.
So they gave you a fake background.
Well,
this is your pre, or what do they call it? I can't think of it. Your backstory.
Well, what
they
I
made
did
up
get,
a backstory.
What I did, yes, what I did get from New York, there's people who were running around taking pictures of a factory, for instance, that was in ruins where I could have worked, schools where I could have gone to school, but everything else pretty much was my own fiction.
You came up with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, so you came up with a plausible backstory claiming that you grew up in America.
Right.
And so where did you grow up in America according to the backstory?
Well, I was born in Orange, New Jersey, and then when my father passed away, I was just 2 years old. We killed him off right away.
Yeah.
And then my mother moved to New York, and I grew up in New York City.
Where in New York City?
Upper Manhattan.
I was just going to say, because that's where the Germans, that's where Henry Kissinger grew up.
Yeah.
There was German, you know, there are little oases of ethnic groups, and that sounds quite plausible. So you grew up in, you know, Inman, whatever, that area.
Right.
Okay, so this is your backstory, and you have to memorize this and
sure.
internalize
By the way,
it.
I never used any of it other than that my mother was German, and I grew up speaking German.
Okay.
Everything else I didn't need.
You didn't need
But you had to have it just in case.
Just in case. Okay, so You know you're going to be sent to America? I mean, at some point you realize this is my future?
No, once I made the move to Moscow to learn English to perfection, quote-unquote perfection, and it was clear that the target had changed from West Germany to the United States.
And did you have a choice in this?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, you loved
it? Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You get to
that was enemy
free,
number one.
Free
you know, it's a bigger task.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I wasn't very much interested in West Germany. I would have easily gone to Italy or France or even England, but America, that was a big one.
Yeah, and also the irony that you're trapped, and now you get to escape legally.
Right.
You get to go someplace without. Okay. So. At what point – so what is your job? In other words, before they send you in 1978 behind enemy lines, what is your job? What are you thinking you're going to be sent to do? What's the point of where you're going?
Well, I was trained to do political espionage. In other words, what they thought they wanted me to do was to get to know decision makers in foreign policy or influencers.
Man. Oh, man. Okay, we're going to go to another break. Folks, this is what a story. The book is Deep Undercover, Jack Barsky. And this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Do not go away.
The price of gold is exploding. Get in on the ground floor now. The trade wars and global chaos are sending prices of the precious metal to multi-year highs, and analysts think gold is headed even higher to test its record highs of $1,900 an ounce. Don't stand on the sidelines and totally miss this gold rally. Learn how to secure and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have questions, we have answers. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process of transferring any portion of your existing IRA or old 401k into the long-term safety of a gold IRA tax-free. Call 800-600-4849 and ask for our free gold guide. 800-600-4849. Call today and learn how to protect and grow your financial future with the rising value of gold. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr, who knows me as well as anybody living, is listening to the book on audio. I'm very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
Talking to Jack Barsky, an amazing story. The book is Deep Undercover, My Secret Life, Entangled Allegiances as a KGB Spy in America. So it's 1978, and they are going to send you across the ocean to Canada first, and your plan is to end up in Washington, D.C. So how do they make this transition?
I need to correct you. Two things. Canada was a practice trip. I returned to Moscow, and about several months after, I was launched to the United States.
Directly?
Indirectly, through Yugoslavia, Austria, Italy, Mexico, into Chicago, and from Chicago to New York, and that was where I was going to operate, in New York City.
From New York.
Not in D.C.
Wow, so why would they have taken such a circuitous route to bring you? To go from Mexico, from all the way, you know, to Mexico, and I mean, what's the point of that?
To cover the trace, you know, you can't follow me back into Moscow, and every new country that I entered, I received another passport with a different name, so you could not possibly trace me back to Moscow.
That was,
and it was super, super, super cautious. But I never once in my 10 years made a direct trip between the Soviet Union and the United States. Okay. That was a no-no.
Okay, so you end up, finally you end up in New York.
Right.
And where do you settle in New York?
Well, initially, I had nothing. I had the birth certificate, right? So with that, you don't go very far. Even in those days, you need some ID. So the only place I could possibly stay was in one of those hotels where you pay by the month. It wasn't very nice. There was a lot of shady characters. But
not that you're shady.
No,
I'm a Russian spy. But it's interesting. I would have thought that the KGB could supply you with this stuff, but you're sort of on your own. You've got to figure
absolutely
it out.
No. Yeah. I was completely on my own. I was given instructions and a task, but nobody checked on me. Nobody gave me any help. There were no meetings. I was on my own. I was deep undercover. That's
why the book is titled Deep Undercover.
Okay, so my first task was, and they gave me about 2 years, to acquire genuine American documentation, primarily a driver's license and what was really important, a Social Security card, so you can get a real job. And I got that, and my first job, I worked as a bike messenger in Manhattan. I couldn't take my resume
You're
with me, right?
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
How old were you at that time?
I was when I started as a bike messenger, I was 29.
In 1978, you're driving around Manhattan as a bike messenger.
79, that's correct. I was one of the best.
Yeah, okay. Wonderful. All right, so you work your way up, obviously. But, I mean, this is just crazy that here you are. Do you have any friends? Were you able to make friends?
Well, initially, no. Until I had a real job, I stayed away from people. I had to, you know, because and first thing they ask you, so what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm unemployed. Oh, you.
Yeah.
No. So it was a lonely existence for a good year, a little over a year. Mm-hmm. And even as a bike messenger, you know, you got to be really careful. I didn't fit the profile. You know, it's very hard to hide.
Tall German bike messenger.
Well, it's hard to hide your intellect. So initially, I didn't make a lot of friends, but I went back to college. I went to study at Baruch College. And that's when I, you know, collected a lot of friends.
Uh-huh.
All younger than me, but, yeah. You know.
Wow.
And I chased all the girls.
Okay.
I got none of them.
Well, I think you're married now, aren't you? So you eventually got one, but not on that side of the divide. All right. So you're undercover. You're working it. What happens? What's the first thing that you're tasked to do?
Well, the most important thing, and that I was never explicitly told, but the most important thing for them was the fact that I was here. I lived here as a bona fide American. That means I was able to do things that the diplomat spies couldn't do. They had restrictions as far as how far they could travel outside of D.C. Mm-hmm. And New York. For instance, one time I had a task to go check on a person in California who I didn't know who he was. I was given a name, and they asked me, well, check if he's still there and, you know, what's address and phone number and so forth. Well, he was a person who had defected from the KGB and was under a death sentence. He died from natural causes. But, you know, this kind of stuff.
Did he actually die from natural causes?
Yes, he did.
He defected from the KGB in California.
No. He defected, I don't know when, that was a long time ago. He defected in West Germany. And then it was somebody actually tried to kill him there. He escaped, and then he was exfiltrated into the United States and was teaching. He was teaching actually at the University of California in San Bernardino. I forgot his name just now.
Well,
but anyway, so I was able to do things like that.
Yeah.
God forbid they were preparing for a situation when diplomatic relations would be cut off completely, and all the personnel, and half the UN personnel that they had here, half their embassy, they were all KGB. They would all be gone. Who was left? There were 10 of us that they sent, and that's information that was actually obtained from the KGB archives. 10 illegals that they sent out, and that was the most important value, that they still had somebody here. Number one, number two, I was supposed to, you know, get close to, you know, those decision makers in foreign policy. That was a problem because my standing in society was not such,
right,
that you can just, you know, go up to Columbia University and hang out with people who operate in the Institute for Foreign Relations there.
Right.
It didn't work. I did not succeed in that.
Right. So what did you do? That you came over in 78, you're a bike messenger in 79. At what point, I mean, your story gets really crazy, and we should probably leap to that because I want to make sure you get to tell the story. But when you decide to leave, and the red dot and the whole thing, so let's...
I got to just throw one other thing in that's really crazy, because I told you I went back to college and my ambition ran away with me, and I graduated as valedictorian.
Oh, stop it. At Baruch.
Yes. So
a KGB spy is the valedictorian at Baruch College?
I gave the graduation speech.
What year?
It was in 1984.
Oh, my gosh.
At the Feld Forum.
You know, the reason this is funny is that I have to think that you are, even though technically you are a KGB agent, you are also living as an American, and it had to have an effect on you.
Of course, it does.
There's
over
no
time.
Way around it. So what happened? Did you begin to see the upside of freedom?
Somewhat. I think when it hit me that capitalism is not such a bad thing is when I had my first job as a professional. I started working at MetLife as a computer programmer, and the people were all nice, and we got free lunch. And they paid me well, and the work was good, and my colleagues were nice. So, you know, I was wondering what happened to the evil insurance companies that we were, you know, told.
That you heard about, yeah.
Yeah. So So I got to a point where I developed sort of a neutral stance, you know, in between. Maybe we can mix it together, you know, get a little better economically and get more freedom in the East.
Yeah.
And there was a strand in the social democrat movement in Europe. They came up with that theory called convergence theory. And I sort of bought into it, but I was still loyal to my employer.
Okay.
I had no plans to defect. I had no plans to.
This is in the book that you were the valedictorian.
Yes.
Yeah, this is hilarious. This is absolutely hilarious. Okay, so what happens after that? When do you get into trouble?
Okay, so I started working at MetLife. I worked for 4 years. My career was going really well. I was making good money, but something else happened. I was still a young man, and you can't live in society and pretend to be one of them and not do things other people do. And there's biological urges. So I was looking for girlfriends, and one of them was really, really, really safe, I thought, because she was from South America, from Guyana. And so she wouldn't have figured out that something was not quite right with me. She didn't have a lot of education. She didn't know how the United States worked really well. But one day she came to me and says, "Hey, would you have a problem if I get married to another guy?" I said, "What the heck are you talking about?" And then she confided, "Well, I'm really illegal here. I need to marry somebody to become legal." And clearly that was an indirect question to
in other words, would you marry me? I'll give you first dibs, Charlie. Hey, we'll be right back talking to Jack Barsky. The book is Deep Undercover. What a story.
I think we're going to.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Police have released a flyer asking people to help them find a man who was recorded on security cameras placing a pair of rice cookers in a New York City subway station. The discovery of those cookers prompted an evacuation and disrupted the morning commute. A Democratic congresswoman says she's decided against going to the West Bank after Israel reversed course by saying it would let her in. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib says she will not visit the West Bank after all. Federal prosecutors say Paige Thompson of Seattle, charged in a massive data breach at Capital One, may have hacked more than 30 other organizations. The medical examiner set to release Jeffrey Epstein's autopsy report today. And housing starts fell 4% in July, driven by a decline in the construction of apartment buildings. So far this year, housing starts have declined 3.1%. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code ERIC, or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99, but with the promo code ERIC, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out, folks. I use it. I love it. Check it out.
Make like a Mr. Milquetoast, you'll get shot.
Yeah, keep that in mind, Frank. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Jack Barsky, former KGB agent. The book is Deep Undercover. Okay, so you fall in love with this woman. She's from Guyana. She tells you, I'm not legal, and I need to get married. And she's willing to marry another guy, but she's giving you first dibs. What happened?
Sort of, she did. And, you know, at that point, I was so convinced that I was invulnerable that I could take the risk and take an illegal and make her legal because I had valid documentation, and I did some research, how that works with INS, and then something else happened, and this was made the interview. You had to show up for an interview, made the interview real easy. She got pregnant. And when we showed up for the interview, she was already visibly pregnant, and the interview was not at all hostile. It wasn't about, describe, what your bedroom looks like. And we were prepared for all of this. You know, I was a trained agent. I knew what to anticipate. None of this was necessary. So she became legal, really legal, being made legal by an illegal.
Huh. Sounds like chain migration. All right. So... You're now married?
I'm now married.
You have a child?
A child is born, and my plan was still, I have to go back, because here's the other thing that I haven't talked about yet. I was actually married in Germany.
Wait a minute. You know what? It just figures, Albin. You're talking to a spy. They keep stuff from you. I thought we were friends. Jack, when you say you were married in Germany,
right?
I'm really confused. When in the world did you get married in Germany?
I got married in Germany when I came back from the Soviet Union. I had this girlfriend who I absolutely loved, but not enough to say goodbye to the KGB. So when I departed for Moscow, I broke up with her. And then when I came back for a little while, she found me, and the love was rekindled. At that point, I spoke with KGB folks, and they allowed me to marry her. Initially, they thought they could send her with me, but psychologically, she wasn't capable to handle
this. So you're living in America.
I live in America.
You're married to a woman in Germany.
And I have a son in Germany
as
well.
And you have a son in Germany. But do you ever see your wife?
Every 2 years.
Excuse me, but what kind of a life is that? That's very strange. She was willing to marry you.
She was.
Even though you're not going to be together.
Yes.
Jack, you're a nice guy, but you're not that nice.
Better looking.
I mean, what a crazy thing. So now you're in America, and now you're a bigamist.
Yes.
You're cheating on your wife, and then you decide to make it legal, and you marry this woman. Now you're married to two women.
All right.
This is getting very confusing.
Mitigating circumstances. I was a bigamist with a split personality. I had really two individuals in here, and they didn't communicate very much.
Yeah.
That doesn't – legally, I was still a bigamist, obviously.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're living – it's like when somebody's spouse dies or something, you don't see them for years, and they remarry.
Right.
And then suddenly the person shows up. It's like, I didn't die. These kinds of things happen. It's a strange thing to live all by yourself in a country.
Right.
You meet this woman. You fall in love. I mean, I can only imagine how strange it would have been for you. So what do you do now? What happens?
Well, what happens now, so now I have a child here and I have a child there. But I clearly was going back home, join my German family. That was the plan.
That was your plan.
That was the plan. So it's a year and a half after my daughter is born. It's in early December of 1988.
And that's your daughter here in America.
My American daughter is now 18 months old. The prettiest thing, big eyes, curly hair, started talking already. I was in love with this child more so than with any other person in my entire life. That is the first time that I felt unconditional love towards somebody. That hit me by surprise. I was not prepared for that. Because here's this, I saw this girl grow up from, you know, being a small baby to eventually standing there.
Anybody who's had a kid, especially a father with a daughter, going from seeing in black and white to seeing in color. You think, hey, what is this color stuff? It's a completely different universe.
You understand
when it's
that.
Your own flesh and blood. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes. And this is when the crisis came very suddenly. I had to tell the KGB which way I would go to work every day. And we had arranged for a signal spot there. So if I don't have to wander around someplace else, just by just going to work, I would check this one spot, see if there's a signal. Could be a call for a meeting or...
What do you mean a signal? What kind of signal?
It would, in this case, they were graphical signals. We decided to make dots with paint.
Okay. So a little dot tells you what?
Well, a little dot could be a yellow dot would have been come to a meeting. Another one would be confirming the dead drop operation. The red one was danger, get out. And it wasn't little. It was the size of a fist.
Okay. So somebody's painting this. And where was this painted? On the subway platform?
The subway in Queens, that's the A train, runs elevated for quite a while.
Yeah.
And it was on one of those posts that supports the tracks.
Which station? Sunnyside?
80th and Hudson.
Ah, different. Okay.
80th
All right.
and Hudson.
Okay,
So one morning, it's early. I go to work. I'm half asleep. And all of a sudden, I see this red dot screaming at me.
Okay, we're going to a break, I think. All right, we're going to be right back. This is called a cliffhanger in show business, folks. Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. I just read that pain is the number one reason people go to the doctor, and I believe it because I've gone to the doctor for that. Well, that's why Relief Factor is doing so well, because people don't like being in pain. They want a 100% drug-free solution if possible. And by the way, there's nobody more committed to helping people get out of pain than the father and son owners, I've met them both, of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I know them, and they're on a mission. They're focused like a laser on trying to help people with back or neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or just from aging, exercise. That's my issue. Everyday living, which is why they've created the 3-week quick start pack. They discounted it to just $19.95, about $1 a day for 3 weeks. And after that, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to help stay out of pain. So why are tens of thousands of people, including yours truly, taking Relief Factor every day? There's only one reason. It works. Go to relieffactor.com. I take it. I beg everybody to take it. Relieffactor.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show talking to Jack Barsky. Deep Undercover is the book. Okay, Jack, you are, it's around 1988. You have a daughter, 18 months old. You're in love with your daughter. You're married here. It's crazy. And then one day you show up and you see one of these big red dots, which tells you danger.
What that said, according to protocol, I was supposed to not turn around, not go back to my apartment, just make a beeline to a place where I had hidden some reserve documents. It was a Canadian driver's license. Make a beeline to Canada and say hello at the Soviet embassy and get out. That was it.
Holy cow.
So this was there was no other information other than do that because, you know.
Except
you,
now
you're
it means
dangerous.
Leave your wife
leave
and child.
That child. I ignored the dot. I went numb. Right? This was decision time, and I, you know, I...
First of all, you're on your way to work, right?
I'm on my way. I went to work.
You go to work. You're numb because you're thinking, now what, now what, now what?
And I sit there in front of the computer monitor, completely incapable of doing anything.
What did you think it would be? In other words, why would they give you such a dramatic thing? I mean, what did you think was happening?
Well, eventually they explained that they thought... somehow there may have been somebody who had betrayed me.
So you're about to get pinched.
Yes, and they actually, I ignored this. So, but they didn't know I could have been in a hospital. They didn't know what happened. So now they're sending me the same information. They send me more information through the Morse code, shortwave, and it says you got to get out because your cover is probably blown.
Okay.
So. I still played for time. They still didn't know I could have been in a hospital. You know, they didn't come check on me.
Yeah,
you don't do that.
Yeah.
But eventually, they did the most radical thing that they could have done. One morning, I was standing on the subway platform. There's somebody coming in from the right, short guy in a black coat, and he comes really close to me and whispers into my right ear, "You got to come home, or else you're dead." And then he walked away. So now they knew that I knew that they knew. So everybody knew it was absolutely decision time. And I closed my eyes and I said, I got to stay. What I did then, I went home this coming weekend because I composed a letter in secret writing. It took some time to do that. And I told him that, you know, I'm not coming home because I have contracted HIV/AIDS, and the United States is the only place where I can get treatment. I will not defect. I will not betray you.
Brilliant alibi.
It was
Jack,
totally,
way
the,
to
the
go.
The most brilliant thought I have ever had
that's
in my entire life.
That's pretty good, because you're not that bright. I know you. That's amazing. No, seriously, that's a brilliant thing. But what do you do? I mean, you, okay, so you leave this note, and you're assuming that somebody's going to come to your apartment and find the note?
No, no, no. This is a letter in secret writing.
Sent to where?
Sent to an address someplace in South America.
Oh.
Where the person is cooperating with the KGB.
Gotcha. Okay. So you send this note.
But it gets to Moscow.
But what is your plan? So your plan is to stay where you are?
Yeah.
And to keep working where you're working?
Exactly.
So you know they can get to you?
And there was a concern that they might. Because I didn't know whether they would believe the lie, but they did. I found out much later. They actually went to my German family and told them that I had passed away. AIDS was a death sentence in those years. But for about 3 months, I was concerned that they might come after me. I was also concerned that the FBI would find me. But anyway, was a sitting duck. One thing I made sure that I was not predictably at a certain place at a certain time ever. So,
but when, didn't you have to show up for work every day?
Yeah, I went to work, but I went different routes at different times and so forth. And I dialed into the radio frequency where I got my transmissions, and it was always on a Thursday night. And one Thursday night, it was silence. That is when I knew. I was not KGB anymore. That's when I went and threw the radio in the Hudson River and slowly decompressed and knew that I would...
So they let you go?
They let me go because, I was dead. Who wanted somebody with AIDS in the Soviet Union, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is amazing. So it worked?
It worked.
Okay. So now you're married. You have a daughter you're madly in love with. You're in America. And now what? You decide to live that life?
Yes. Now I'm now concentrating on my career. Oh, by the way, I started a 401k. It makes sense, right?
Now you're really American.
Yes.
Okay. So
and I bought a house.
And you bought a house where?
About 60 miles north of New York in Washingtonville.
Okay. So as far as you're concerned, it's over.
Yeah.
You're free.
Right.
And
I would never see Germany again, but I live out my life as a upper middle class American. And then one day, about 9 years later, I'm driving towards home. At that point, I had a house in Pennsylvania, across the Delaware River at the toll gates. A state trooper waves me over and said, could you please move over there? It's a routine traffic stop. And I stop, then the officer says, please get out of the car. And then I see somebody coming from behind, and I turn around, and he opens his credentials.
Yeah.
The flap says, FBI, we would like to talk with you. Boom!
Hello.
My old life was right back.
Yeah.
Like an avalanche.
Yeah.
And the fellow who I'm now good friends with told me that I went white as the driven snow at that point because, what's going to happen to me now? Well, they took me to a motel and interrogated me for a couple of hours, and then they let me go. Now, interestingly enough, my sense of humor just didn't leave me. They took me into a car, right, and the partner of... the agent who had addressed me first, he was sitting there and I saw a gun sticking to his ankle. And I knew this was real, right?
Yeah.
But within a minute, I had caught myself and I asked him, so what took you so long? Break the ice.
Yeah.
And then the other agent turned around and he said, this may not be the worst day in your life. That was a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
And eventually after, 2 months of debriefing, and passing a lie detector test, the head of the FBI, Louis Freed, decided I'd be much more valuable here.
Oh, yeah.
Cooperating.
Absolutely. We're going to be right back talking final segment with the author of Deep Undercover, Jack Barsky.
I'm Mike Ferris, president of Alliance Defending Freedom, and this is your Freedom Minute. Selena is a 16-year-old high school student in Connecticut. She's a strong athlete and competes in track and field. Unfortunately, she's recently had little chance of winning because the state is forcing her to race against boys. Since 2017, Connecticut's Athletic Association allows boys to compete in girls' sports if they identify as female. As a result, two boys have taken records and awards away from girls. These girls have been sidelined, passed over from obtaining awards for their sports. Girls deserve to compete on a level playing field. So ADF has filed a complaint with the Department of Education.
Alliance Defending Freedom provides help at no cost to those whose freedom is being attacked, but they cannot do it without your help. To join the fight, call 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, or visit yourfreedomfund.org/Metaxas.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Police have released a flyer asking people to help them find a man who was recorded on security cameras placing a pair of rice cookers at a New York City subway station. NYPD Commissioner John Miller says the man is not classified as a suspect, but they do want to talk to him.
Because of the time, rush hour, the place, a subway station, the items, rice cookers that could be mistaken for pressure cookers, it certainly is the kind of thing that we would want to know why is he placing them there and what is the purpose of that.
The discovery of those cookers and a third one prompted an evacuation and disrupted the morning commute. And the medical examiner is set to release the Jeffrey Epstein autopsy report soon. This is SRN News.
Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text loophole to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text loophole to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text loophole to 49776. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. Don't delay. Text loophole to 49776 now.
Yes, I know. Hey, talking to Jack Barsky. Last few minutes, Jack, your story, I mean, my gosh, it goes on and on. People have to read the book Deep Undercover. But you said you're a free man, Louis Free, no pun intended, who says, you know, we want, we'd prefer to work with you right. because you have all this information. So you give your information at this point to the CIA and you have no sense of guilt about this.
No. The one thing that helped a lot, I had no names. I couldn't give anybody away.
Right.
Names were kept from me.
So you didn't feel the guilt of turning people over.
That's the rules of conspiracy.
Yeah.
Correct. But I, you know, I. Other than that, I sang as much as I could sing.
Because you believed in America.
At that point.
At this point,
yes.
You believed in America. That's an amazing thing.
And you
thing.
Know why? Because it was after the wall came down and the internet became available and I did research and I was completely... relieved from my communist notion, from
delusions.
These delusions.
Delusions,
correct.
Okay, and it's a crazy thing. Now, so the woman that you married, are you married to her today?
No, I'm not. So we spent a good 20-plus years together. I was able to raise my daughter. She played Division I basketball. It was a great life. We had another son. And then when my daughter moved out and my son was about to move out, I just like there was an emotional crisis that I didn't anticipate. I had nothing left to live for. You know, the relationship with my wife and me wasn't that great. It wasn't on a solid foundation. And, you know, I wrote a poem. And I called it Loneliness. I felt lonely, really lonely for the first time in my life.
You never had faith?
No, I had none. I had no spirituality in any way, shape, or form.
And what point? We've just got like a minute. And what point did that change? I know
It changed in that very moment. I had hired myself in an administrative system. I was a CIO, and she was a hardcore Christian, and she opened the door for me. And the other fellow, the other person who was really, really important in this was Dr. Zacharias.
Ravi Zacharias.
Ravi Zacharias, who you interviewed.
He was just here.
Who, in his radio program, convinced me, you don't have to be a dummy to believe in Jesus.
Yes. It helps, but you don't have to be. So you became a Christian. What year was this?
That was 11 years ago. So
you became a Christian 11 years ago.
Yes, I was baptized.
Who thought that an atheist KGB agent would become a pro-American Christian?
And I speak in churches now.
And you speak in churches.
Yes, sir.
Gott sei Dank. What a story. I mean, honestly, it's so beautiful. I wanted to have you on, Jack, because your story is everybody's story. How do you discover the truth? What is the path? So many people are in so many different places. People listening to this program right now could be in a completely different place. But, you know, reality has a way of getting to us, and it took some time with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw the other side, and here we are.
And you have to have the courage to face it, because that is the only thing that eventually can result in a satisfactory outcome.
Yeah. Well, God invented reality, and he's on the side of reality, so we really need to get with reality. I'm sorry we're out of time, but what a joy, Jack, to have you back. The book, folks, is Deep Undercover, My Secret Life and Tangled Allegiances as a KGB Spy in America. Jack, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, folks, if you've been listening to the news, reading the papers, it is no secret there's a food crisis in Central America. I am now partnering on this program with Food for the Poor to help save the lives of displaced children and their families from Venezuela, who, by the way, are now trapped in Colombia with nothing to eat. I just want to say go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please do something. Anything you do. We always say this. Just go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, and give. Here's the phone number, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Portions of today's program are sponsored by Food for the Poor.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.